Hello, Poddlers. Coming up, well, it's Talking Pet Friday, of course. Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to The Breakfast Show, where, as you know, our good friends with DIY Benefits Wickes have joined forces with a presenter, a singer, an actress, and a DIY enthusiast in the shape of Kimberly Walsh. And they've done this to launch another shade of paint to transform your living space. And its name is Subtle Sage. Shop right now in store or online at wickes.co.uk. And to celebrate, and why we're sniggering slightly, we're going to give you a chance to win a Wickes gift card with a brand new game that involves a brand new friend of the show. It is our resident spiritual guru, the Subtle Sage. Sage, can I call you Sage?
Be well, devotees.
Oh my God.
Oh no.
For it is I, the Subtle Sage. Allow me to hold this space for you this morning. It is my honour. They say the journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step. And your first step this morning is to call the studio and answer my questions 3.
This feels like a pyramid scheme.
I'm out.
Correctly answer all 3 questions, my dear.
Don't let him put you off.
You will win yourself a Wickes gift card to the earthly value of £250. It's as simple as that, my sweet, sassy, sad guru.
Well, it's not, because you've then got to ask 3 of your friends to pass it on to 3 of their friends as well.
Yes, it's not a Ponzi scheme. Be quiet, Glenn.
£250 of our earthly pounds.
That's right.
What? Because of the we can't spend it in the Wickes on other planes.
That's right.
Okay. Thank you. So, if you would like to play our brand new game alongside Sagey over here, give us a call right now on 0330 12. I don't know why I'm starting to speak like that. It's catching.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Our friends with DIY Benefits Wickes have joined forces with a presenter, singer, actress and DIY fan in the shape of Kimberly Walsh. And they've done it to launch another shade of paint to transform your living space. Its name, Subtle Sage. And you can shop right now in-store or online at wickes.co.uk. Now, we just met a brand new friend of the show who's going to be popping by here every Friday morning. It is the spiritual advisor to the stars, also named Subtle Sage. Subtle?
Be well, devotee.
Now, what's going to happen here is someone has to answer 3 questions to win a Wickes gift card worth £250. And on line one, we have Mark. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Good Mark, morning. It's great having you on. Hello. Mark likes absolute 80s. Mark, are your chakras all lined up?
They are all lined up, indeed.
Okay. How much do your chakras weigh? No. So, Mark, it is time to get down to business. Sage, take it away.
Are you ready to make a conscious connection, Mark? Are you?
Sorry, broke up then.
Are you ready to make a conscious connection?
I am, yes.
Okay. Thank you, my devotee. They say knowledge is a treasure, but practice is the key to it. But Tottenham Hotspur practice, they did not, for they lost to Chelsea last night. But what was the score?
What are you doing predictions, but from the past?
Yeah, basically, what was the Chelsea score last night, devotee? That's all I need.
There's 2 options there, aren't there?
A, 2-0. B, 8-0. I mean, it's easy enough. He should know the answer, shouldn't he?
2-0.
Thank you. Didn't need the options.
Is correct. Excellent.
Devotee, they say that nature does not hurry, yet everything is accomplished. You can't hurry. You can't hurry love was a song by the Supremes, wasn't it, devotee? Yes. But which British singer and drummer covered the song, my dear? Was it A, Phil Collins, or B, Stormzy?
Oh, Phil Collins.
Yeah. Yes.
What do you think, my devotee? Phil Collins? It's crazy.
But both were in Genesis, to be fair. Stormzy was in Genesis.
I feel your...
He was in my eyes.
I feel your aura is strong, Mark.
Okay, one more question.
And they say that mastering others is strength, but mastering yourself is true power. But what term best describes a song played at a slow tempo with a big musical backing, heavy drums, and a strong vocal? Is it A, a power ballad, or B, a power jam?
Well, it's not power jam, power ballad.
It is indeed.
Well done, you've done it, Mark.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm so thrilled for you. I can't wait for you to get to work and tell your colleagues about how you started your day.
I can't wait.
Are you okay, Mark? man, you've won the Wickes gift card worth £250. Thanks for tuning in on 80s. Have a great weekend ahead.
You too,
bye-bye. Well done, Marky, nicely done. That was all thanks to our good friends with DIY Benefits. Wickes, shop Kimberly Walsh's Subtle Sage in-store or online for the introductory offer price of just £10. Thanks, Sagey.
Be well, devotee.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Let's get up to speed with the comings and goings on social media, shall we? If I can jump in first, though,
please,
Matt,
do.
If you don't mind.
Please do.
I would like to point you all in the direction of the video of the very special Five Words, Five Grand that we did yesterday with Ronan Keating and Sam Thompson, King of the Jungle and, you know, pop royalty, were in the studio. They were playing for Cash for Kids Day. It was anarchic. It was carnage.
Yeah, a lot of jumping around, wasn't there?
I think we just should watch it as a tribute to Leo, our video editor, who managed to get a video out of it. Because, to be honest, it was an hour of just waffle. So you can see it for yourselves because there's some heartwarming moments in it as well. It's on the Absolute Radio socials, or you can see it on my Instagram. It's the last thing that I posted, Dave_Berry_Insta. Go check it out. There's also a little click-throughy thing where you can donate to Cash for Kids Day, should you wish to. Matt, what else is going on out there?
Well, possibly the tweet of the week from Liam Gallagher on X. Because of the delayed opening of the Co-op Live Arena, which everyone's talking about this week, a rapper was the latest gig to be cancelled there, whose name, it's impossible to say without sounding like a boomer, the rapper. He's called A Boogie With The Hoodie.
Yeah, you're right.
It's impossible to say without sounding like a boomer.
I mean, the rest of us could all say it. We could say it.
I'll hear it off air, yeah. Anyway, so someone said, Liam, what's going to happen with the definitely maybe gigs that are lined up for the Co-op Live in June? Will you still be playing? What are you going to do if it's still closed? Liam simply replied with, gigging little. So that's what his backup plan.
He doesn't say much, but when he does,
you can't play the Co-op Live, you play the local little. Next, the singing cats, right? This is a singing cat who's singing about meowing. Okay, so it's quite similar to the... Remember the dog that said woof? Here he is, just to remind us of him. Here he is. A woof doing a dog doing impression of a dog. This is a cat saying, I go meow quite a lot. Here she is. I go meow. I go meow. And then she says, I don't know who I am, look away. She has some sort of existential crisis.
Yeah.
Look away. Look away.
I can't hear those words.
Matt, I feel like a lot of the times your voiceover does the heavy lifting.
100%.
I go meow, I go meow, I don't know who I am, look away.
It sounds like some of the lyrics I wrote in my band at college. I don't know who I am, look away.
What are they called
meow,
again?
Meow, meow.
Oedipus Rex, wasn't it?
It's
a guaranteed way you can make Dave
Gigging
go
a little.
Gigging a little, you wish, with Oedipus Rex. Anyway, like all
thanks
great...
Thanks for that, mate. I really...
sorry.
Singing appreciate
cats.
It.
All gates... You know a singing cat has gone viral to a certain level.
Go on.
When the Kiffness gets involved.
Oh,
he's
Kiffness.
Done many in the past.
Genius.
He can hear what the singing cat is saying, and he's turned the singing cat to music. It's amazing. I go meow. I go meow.
Unchained Melody.
It's really good. I'll share the full video on my Instagram. You'll be talking about it later, and I've saved your data. Will.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Here we go with another chance to win a space on the guest list for the Foo Fighters at Villa Park on the 27th of June. It is two tickets. We are once again, for the final time, playing our game Everlong, where two members of the Breakfast Show team, and this morning, sorry guys, it is going to be Anna and Glenn, are going to jog on the spot for 10 seconds and then say the word Everlong, but hold the long for as long as they possibly can. Whoever sustains it the longest will win their respective listener the tickets. Anna Geary, this morning you are playing on behalf of Johnny in Belfast, who loves the main station. Good morning, Johnny.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Welcome along to the show, my friend. Glenn Moore, you are playing on behalf of Nicola in Bolton, who loves 80s and 90s. Hello there, Nicola.
Hi, Dave. Hi, team. You okay?
Very good. Thanks for asking, Nicola. This is Johnny. Johnny, this is Nicola.
Hi, Johnny.
Okay, so the 10-second timer is going to start shortly, so if I could ask you to be upstanding, that would be fantastic.
There you go.
Feeling good, guys?
No. Nope. Feeling good. I've taken my shoes off.
Have you?
Yeah.
So have I. Good luck. Your 10 seconds of jogging on the spot starts now.
That's it. Pace. Geary's really going for it with the Zola Bud Tetris.
We're at the halfway mark. It's another great reference from Matt there. And start Everlong now!
Everlong.
Glenn, it's going in with me. It's Johnny. Anna's done it for you. Well done.
Well done, Anna.
Thank you. I'm glad to have done that for you, Johnny. I just like winning.
Sounds so composed after that as well.
I could keep going.
Nicola, great having you on the show. Thank you for tuning in on 80s and 90s. Unfortunately, Glenn was so close, but he just couldn't do it for you this time. But Johnny, I'm thrilled for you, my man. Enjoy the gig.
Cheers. Thank you. Can't wait.
Take care of yourself. Have a great weekend ahead.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Friday morning. You are listening to Absolute Radio, where, of course, real music matters. And with that in mind, I'd like to talk about natural voices. Who, Dave? Well, of course, I'm referring to Anna Geary's choir. They've become kind of background superstars on this breakfast show. You mention them from time to time. And myself, Glenn, Matt, we're all enthralled, as are the listeners, by the comings and goings of the Natural Voices Choir. Now, remind us how long you've been with the choir, Anna.
Only since January. I'm still a newbie.
You are a newbie. But you're already, would you say you're well respected there? Would you say you're dearly loved? Would you consider yourself one of the NV crew?
I like to think so. You know, they're a very welcoming bunch.
Okay, well, why don't we find out if that's true?
Oh, no.
Let's speak to the head honcho of Natural Voices. Let's speak to Vicky. Good morning, Vicky.
Hello, good morning.
Welcome along to the show. Thanks for having us. Vicky, I am starstruck. I've had Denzel Washington in here and I'm more starstruck now. This is incredible.
You should be. There's 14 of us on the minibus heading to Ibiza,
Hello to all 14 of you. So
lovely.
It's quite timely because you're all together in one place, but as you say, you're on a minibus and you're off to Ibiza. What's the plan? The 14 of you just going to lose it big time at Pasha, or have you got something more planned than that?
Oh, well, I don't know if Anna's told you, but we're all like super, super sensible. We'll be in bed by 9.
That's definitely not true.
No, we've got our choir leader has arranged us a couple of gigs, and so we'll have fun doing those, and then we'll just have more fun after.
Oh my goodness, but you're going to be playing the White Isle. How beautiful is that?
They'll be singing Darude Sandstorm.
Yeah, very exciting.
Now, you say you're a sensible bunch, Vicky, but one of the reasons I was so keen to speak to you, and I know all of our listeners are so keen for an update, is last week, Anna revealed, exclusively on the show, that one of your number, a gentleman by the name of Ian, had gotten the Natural Voices logo, which is kind of lips, like Rolling Stone style, with Natural Voices in it, tattooed on his chest. Now, we assured Anna that we are aware of workplace shenanigans, dare I say, wind-ups. I believe some people call it banter. So we thought maybe this might be a, because Anna is a newbie, this might be a tartan paint long wait scenario. Is Ian with you? Is he on the minibus now?
He is. He's
could you pass the phone
over? Would you like
over?
To say hello?
I'd love, yes, please,
pass.
Vicky.
Here he is.
Hello, mate.
Hello, Ian. How are you?
I'm all right.
Has Ian got the speaking voice of a man who would get a lips tattooed on his chest? Ian, we're all desperate to know, did you genuinely get the Natural Voices logo tattooed on your chest, and why, if so?
Well, why? A couple of people said to me, you're not as into this choir as the rest of us are, because I'm quite transient because of what I do. And I was in Germany visiting my eldest lad, and he was having a tattoo done of his dog instead of his kids on his thigh. And I just popped into the local tattoo parlour. They charged me a fortune, spent, I don't know how much ink they used, it was pouring out of me. I just thought, listen, I'm going to do this and try and encourage everybody else to do it. A bit like Lord of the Rings, you know, when they had their tattoos. And no one else has bothered. I'm just going to get them to do it in Ibiza. None of them are going to be sober.
Oh, that'll be nice. They won't remember. It'll be fine.
So, yeah, we'll just get them tattooed in a row. I'll just sort of send them through on a conveyor belt.
Yeah, it'll be cheaper if you get a job lot of the choir. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
Ian, as I say, there's a lot to unpick here. So, first of all, your transient lifestyle, you're an actor. Yeah. Now, Ian has been in EastEnders and most recently on Apple TV, the Idris Elba vehicle literally hijacked.
Yeah. So great show.
That's very exciting, right? We really did enjoy watching that. So what I love about this, effectively, they said you're not committed enough to the choir. So this is the ultimate passag move from you, isn't it? Getting the logo tattooed on your chest. And you know, Anna's just shared a picture on the WhatsApp group of her. You've lowered your t-shirt. You're about to pop a little bit of nip-nip there, Ian. I'm not going to lie.
I wasn't going to raise my t-shirt when it was done.
And Anna's pointing at it, so it is true. It's good. I know it cost a fortune, but they've done a good job.
And it is in German. It says
some of them thought it was a transfer initially, but it hasn't rubbed off yet. So.
It's the real deal. Okay, Ian, please pass me back over to Vicky, because I know Vicky has a surprise. I can't wait to find out what it is. We're going to be talking to Vicky after this song.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Friday morning. If you're just joining us here on The Breakfast Show, Anna Geary's choir, The Natural Voices, are all on a minibus off to Gatwick Airport because they got a gig in Ibiza, and they're joining us live on the show. And I believe you passed a gift for me onto Anna.
I did.
Okay, Anna, reveal all.
Okay, so it is basically the logo of Natural Voices that we have just been talking about.
Oh, I'm so pleased. I thought Ian had like carved a piece of his own flesh off and sent it in the post. Oh, how very leather face of you.
And it's for you, Dave Berry. And I've got one only just, and I'm a bit aggrieved about this because I've been in the choir since January, and just because you get one, now I get one.
Well, okay. Well, I think that's the natural order of things, Vicky. Oh, thank you so much. What a lovely gift. Thank you. I will treasure that. I do like it. I'm going to take it straight to my favourite tattooist in Soho and get her to do it.
You do have a favourite tattooist in Soho.
So listen, before we let you guys go and get yourself, you know, in the right frame of mind for singing and getting heavily tattooed in Ibiza, I know that you're going to slip us effortlessly onto loudspeaker because Anna tells us you've prepared something very special for all the listeners and everybody here. Yeah. So please give it up for Natural Voices. Guys, take it away.
Yeah. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Give it up for our new friends at Natural Voices. Guys, have a fantastic time in Ibiza.
We wish Anna was on the trip with us.
Next time.
Yeah, well, she's ours now, Vicky. Get your claws out of her. She's mine.
She's got a lovely voice and she's so fun. She fits in perfectly.
Keep going.
I really honestly wish we could say the same kind of thing about her presence here on The Breakfast Show. But
at least
you'll always be loved at the choir, Anna. You'll always
have that.
I'll take that. Thank you, Vicky. Thank you, Ian. Speak to you soon. Well done, guys. Nicely done.
Bye.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where a big component of the show this week has been down to Disney Cruise Line. We've been giving our dear listeners the chance to win the sailing adventure of a lifetime on the Disney Fantasy. It is for them and their loved ones. Now, the Disney Fantasy is coming to you for the very first time. It is going to be setting sail from Southampton next summer. And this morning, after all of those Disney-based questions, it is time to announce the winner. Now, we've not been able to react all week long to whether we received a right answer or a wrong answer. We can go through what happened bit by bit right now, and then we can react in a very big way when I announce the winner in a moment's time. But first, this is what happened. Katie and her rugby-playing military husband Matthew joined us, first of all, and they scored 5 out of 5. They were followed by Ellie and her daughter Alice, who also scored 5 out of 5. Then we had Tracy and her daughter, who scored 4 out of 5. So they were out of the running, but they didn't know that because we did not react.
We didn't react.
Contractually, we were not allowed to react, and we did not react. Then we had Larissa and her two dogs, Woody and Buzz Lightyear, who also scored 4 out of 5. So what that meant was, it came down to the tie-break question I kept waffling on about, being asked to both off-air. We asked it to Katie, we asked it to Ellie. And the question was, what is the length in seconds of Steamboat Willie, Mickey Mouse's first on-screen appearance? Both gave their answers immediately. I can tell you there was only 1 second between both of their answers. But closest, and therefore the winner of a 5-night round-trip sailing adventure aboard the Disney Fantasy is... Ellie and Alice! You got it, guys! Well done! Congratulations!
Oh wow! Thank you so much!
Oh my god! You're going!
Oh, that's so wonderful! Thank you so much!
You are welcome!
Oh wow! Thank you! I can't believe it! I actually can't believe it! I'm shaking!
Well. You absolutely nailed it, Ellie and Alice. Well done to you both. I know that also when it comes to your loved ones, there's your other daughter, Paige, and there's your partner, Lawrence. So you guys, you're going to be having that sailing adventure aboard the Disney Fantasy. Well done.
Thank you so much. It's my birthday on Monday as well, so this is even better.
Happy birthday from all of us here at Absolute Radio and everyone at Disney. You're more than welcome.
Oh, my God, thank you so much.
Is Alice there? Can I speak to Alice?
Yes, hello.
Hello, Alice. It's Uncle Dave. How are you?
I'm brilliant!
Yay! Are you excited?
Yes!
Okay. Oh, my God. Yeah, just a little bit excited. Oh, my goodness me.
No, of course you're excited. But let me tell you Steamboat Willie is 467 seconds long. Our other finalist, Katie, said 500 seconds and you said 499. That's...
Wow. Oh, my God.
Your way on to the ship. Ellie, it was lovely having you and, of course, Alice on the show this week. And I'm so pleased for you. You were 5 out of 5. You clearly know your Disney. You're clearly passionate about it. And you deserve this amazing adventure. So congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you again. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for tuning in. We'll speak to you soon.
Bye!
I might start using that as my new sign-off. Stay safe, stay entertained. okay, Ellie, we'll speak to you later. Bye now. Take care.
Thank you, bye.
That was all thanks to Disney Cruise Line, who have some awesome offers online with magical sailings from Southampton for 3, 4 or 5 nights next summer. Go check it out. Well done, guys.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Good morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where, as it's Friday, why don't we indulge ourselves and take a little sneak peek ahead to next week here on The Breakfast Show, where there are exciting times ahead when it comes to this.
Dave Berry presents Kids World Records.
Yes, our attempt to find a child to break a world record, created, may I add, by you guys out there, and you have been at your creative best. And so we have landed on how many members of the Mandarin Easy Peeler family can be fully peeled in 1 minute. Now, our new Bezzy, which is Mark from Guinness World Records, he's fully on board with this.
He's coming along with a blazer, isn't he? He's going to wear a special blazer.
He's going to wear the special blazer. And we've been on the hunt for the child to compete in this world record challenge. And it's been quite the journey. Good morning, Donna.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
There's genealogy involved here when it comes to Satsuma peeling. you're hoping Ewan has kind of, he's inherited a very special part of your genetic makeup.
I was crowned White Cup Primary School Satsuma peeling champion. 1979, 1980.
Yeah. Hello, Joe.
Hi.
Has she shown any signs of being good at peeling Satsumas?
Well, yeah, she's good at most things, to be honest.
You have to say that, though, don't you?
Yeah, and that is a question we ask every caller, even if it's 5 words, 5 grand. Are they any good at peeling?
Yeah. Are you up for this world record attempt, Arabella?
Definitely.
Nice. And what do you think you're going to bring to the table?
I think she'll be bringing a competitive streak.
Let her speak.
Arabella, your voice has suddenly changed.
Oh, we found bits of peel in the washing machine. We found bits of peel down the side of his bed. He's getting cross with me now.
Oh. Have you been peeling Satsumas and other members of the Mandarin family willy-nilly around the house and your vehicle?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you get a deep sense of satisfaction out of doing it?
Yeah, I think so.
People have been buying him Satsumas, but no, he's not put the hours in yet.
Right, OK, well, I admire people like that. I mean, I think anyone listening to this with half a brain can tell it's very much cobbled together. So why not? You know, why not give an opportunity to another cobbler? Would you bring some friends with you?
Would I bring some friends with me? I don't know.
OK, well, do you know what? Pull up the ladder. Yeah. This is your shot of fame. Don't worry about
that's
them.
It.
So next week on the show, we will announce the name of the chosen one and set the date for the record to take place in front of the eyes and ears of the world from our state-of-the-art studios. It's all happening next week here on The Breakfast Show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
The time has come to bid you farewell from what has been an incredible edition of The Breakfast Show. In fact, it's been an incredible week's worth of The Breakfast Show. And if you don't believe me, well, the whole thing lives on in podcast form. You can get that podcast wherever you do your filthy pod dealings. And all this last one needs to complete the boxed set is a title, Matt Dyson, and the podcast naming bell rung on the following occasions this morning. This feels like a pyramid scheme.
That was Glenn talking about the subtle sage.
How much do your chakras weigh? predictions from the past.
Yes.
This is all our new guy that we met earlier on, isn't it?
Subtle sage, yeah. It's all based around them.
Ginganoliddle.
That was Liam Gallagher in The Social Ammo, yeah.
And this one's in Deutsch, so yeah, I'm going to have to hand over to Glenn for this. Glenn?
Was this Natürlich Stimmen?
Natürlich
Stimmen. Yeah, that's right. Providing Duolingo on the fly.
Amazing. So, Matt Dyson, what are you going for?
I do love the Natürlich Stimmen, but I think how much do your chakras weigh is the way to
go. You were going
with that?
Yeah. Okay, the podcast is named How Much Do Your Chakras Weigh? As I say, that will be available in about 10 minutes' time. On the way next, we've got Leona Graham. She has your tea break trivia and the details you need to enter £1 million Make Meet a winner. We guarantee to find a winner today, and that person's going to get themselves £200,000. As for us, we'll be back with you on Tuesday morning from 6 a.m. So enjoy your bank holidays. Someone needs an extra day off next week, and I'm taking Monday off. Arrivederci.